Hi there. The word for today is Jesus doesn't condemn. He cleanses. The Bible says in John 8 verse 11, the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and they said to Jesus, "In the law of Moses, we are commanded to stone such women." Jesus replied, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, and Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more." Notice two things in this story. First, those who are least qualified to condemn you will. Jesus knew the hearts of these Pharisees. They made a practice of lifting themselves up by putting other people down. Their aim that day was to trap him by exposing her. So steer clear of modern-day Pharisees. Find your friends among those who've been redeemed by grace and know how to extend that same grace to others. Second thing in this story is the one most qualified to condemn you won't. So stay close to him. When you do, you'll discover that your scars aren't permanent and you'll recover more quickly. Jesus can meet you in your dark places and heal the wounds of your past. Why? Because his grace is greater than your shame. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. There's no limit to the depth of shame he can see you through, because there's no limit to the grace he can supply. So, if you're feeling the weight of your shameful past and sinful ways, come to Jesus. He's ready to forgive you and set you free, but his invitation to freedom reads, RSVP. And that's the word for you today.